Чисто новия солов албум на Джеф Тейт. Ето сега той е на нашата телефонна линия. Good evening, Mr. Тейт. Hello, how are you? It's good to have you with us live here on Radio Tangra Mega Rock. Let's start with this. The big news for America is the election of Obama as the president of the United States. Are you happy with that?
Sure. I think that it'll be an interesting 4 years. You know, every election always creates sort of a sense of urgency, you know, amongst the population, and now hopefully with the election over, we can get back to, you know, normal business and continue on.
Mm-hmm. Казахме голямата новина сега от вашата страна и при избирането на Обама за президент. Щастлив ли си с това? Той каза да, защото всъщност минаха един дълъг период. Очакват ни едни 4 интересни години. Премина един период, в който хората, населението много се интересуваха от това. Сега, когато свърши всичко, ще имаме възможност да се върнем към своите нормални неща и към своя бизнес. Well, obviously, the idea to have you with us tonight is not talking about the presidency, but Kings and Thieves, your brand new studio record. I believe that you should be happy with this one as well.
I am very happy with it. Yes, it was a wonderful record to make. Very creative, you know, 4 or 5 months of you know, working on it and creating it. Yeah, I'm very happy with it. Very pleased.
Новият албум, разбира се, неговият Kings and Thieves е поводът да говорим сега с него тук по радиото, а не, разбира се, президентските избори. Щастлив ли е от него? Той каза, ужасно съм щастлив. Отнеми период от около 4-5 месеца, за да го запиша, така че наистина съм много щастлив. It's been actually 10 full years since your previous solo record. Can we say that all the songs on Kings and Thieves are brand new, or there is something that's been you were working on during the years? Let's say one song could be written like 9 years ago or something.
No, actually, everything on the new album is brand new. I started working on it January 2nd of 2012 and finished it in July of 2012. So it was it's a record that's very of the moment, you know, it's very immediate, very raw, and very now.
Този албум, който идва цели 10 години след неговия първи соловия дебют, който излезе през 2002, просто наречен Джеф Тейт. Дали има парчета, които са писани преди 9 години, например? Той каза, не, започнах да работя върху този албум, върху писането му на 2 януари 2012. Тоест, той е много суров, много такъв свързан с настоящето. Were there any particular big challenges on writing and recording and releasing this album?
Well, there's always a challenge whenever you make a record, you know. I like that kind of challenge. I love making records. I love the mental exercise that it requires. And I like the emotional part of it as well, you know. This record came together very easily. I think I just had a lot to say at a particular time in my life, and it came together magically very easily.
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes it happens in life, sometimes not. You were lucky then. Какво е предизвикателството при този нов албум? Той каза, аз винаги, естествено, винаги има предизвикателство, когато правиш нов албум, и от емоционална гледна точка. Този при мен се получи много лесно, получи се магията, така да се каже. Имах и много какво да кажа и затова всъщност се появи този албум. Do you have a song of all the 11 on the record that you're particularly proud of?
I love all of the songs on the record. You know, they were all they're all moments of my life. They're all, you know, expeditions of my passions and my interests.
Mm-hmm. Попитах го от всичките 11 песни в албума, има ли някоя, с която да си по-специално горд. Джеф Тейт каза, обичам всичките песни, всяка една от тях представя и отразява част от моя живот, мои страсти, и наистина всичките тях много ги харесвам. If we should pick up one and to give it a higher rotation than to the others, which should be that one according to you?
Well, I suppose that depends on what your format is. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have a, you know, a, it's difficult to choose.
Yeah, well, I know.
I would say maybe something like Take a Bullet, mm-hmm. Or Dark Money, or, yeah, I'd say probably Take a Bullet probably is a more all-around, you know, song for rotation.
От всичките тези парчета, обаче, коя би трябвало да вземем да въртим повече по радио, той каза, не знам какъв ви е точно формата, но може би второто парче Take a Bullet или пък осмото Dark Money, но всъщност Take a Bullet е много добро. So, what is all about and what are you saying in this song?
Well, Take a Bullet is a sort of an exploration in the concept of honor and betrayal, really. It just explores that concept.
Mm-hmm. В това парче да се говори за чест и за предателство. Well, talking of honor and betrayal, of course, I need to ask you, what's happening, what's the next thing with the name and the brand of Queensryche?
Maybe people that have been following the story probably know by now that we were, both parties were granted permission to use the name until next year. And so that's basically what's happening. Mm-hmm. You know, is, both parties are using the name Queensryche for the rest of the year, and I'll be touring starting in April with my new Queensryche band, which includes Kelly Gray on guitar, Randy Gain on keyboards, Glenn Drover on guitar, Bobby Blotzer on drums, and Rudy Sarzo on bass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you're using the name of Queensryche by the end of this year, 2012. So what name you will use next year?
No, 2013 is our court date.
Okay.
Next year. Mm-hmm. So we have both parties have the ability to use the name until next year.
Ага, окей. Всъщност попитах го какво става с името Queensryche, защото знаете за неговия голям развод с неговите други колеги. Той каза, може би хората следват, са проследили историята и знаят или не, но всъщност и двете страни, и аз и другите ми предишни колеги, получихме правото да използваме за още една година и двете страни името Queensryche, а аз през април тръгвам на турне като Queensryche с новата ми група, в която влизат Руди Сарцо, Боби Блотсър, Глен Дровър, Кели Грей и Ранди Гейн. Всъщност ще имаме съдебни битки и срещи още следващата година. So, besides music, obviously you're quite busy these days with launching a new album, with probably started working on getting the chemistry and this new band together. What is the thing that makes you happy in life?
What makes me happy in life?
Well, what makes you happy to do besides music?
I have a wine brand that I'm very obsessed with.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Insania, and I come from an area of America that's very famous for growing wine grapes. And so I've been making my own wine since 2007 and doing very well with it. I make a red and a white, and they're both blends, you know, like a Bordeaux style blend.
Mm-hmm.
And they're having a lot of luck and good success with that, and it's one of my passions that I love doing.
Okay, well, that's fantastic. We share the same passion. I'm not producing, but I'm a big aficionado of wine, of course. Какво всъщност обича да прави в страни от музиката, защото очевидно сега е доста зет, освен с солови албуми, с новата група, която сглобява. Джеф каза, аз произвеждам собствено вино, което се казва Insania, правя го от 2007, прави и бяло и червено. Всъщност идвам от един район на Америка, който е много прословут със своето вино. Типът е Бордо. I'm not sure if you follow this, if you're aware of this trend that's coming out this last couple of years, but it seems that every single rock band on earth now is not exactly producing his own wine, but it gives its name to a wine producer to make a, let's say, Motorhead brand wine. You can think of thousands of other bands. Do you think that it's a kind of a sacrilege to the real wine producer?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I think that it's a whole different thing when you make your own wine and produce it yourself, rather than putting your name on something that somebody else makes. Yeah, it's a whole different thing, but it's not easily, you know, understood by the general public, you know, that is happening. Yeah, you know, if you make something yourself and you are involved with it, you know, from the ground level up, it's a whole different situation than just putting your name on something that somebody else does, you know.
Mm-hmm. As far as I remember, a couple of years ago, I believe that I read that you were vegan. Am I right?
I was for a long time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably 15 or 16 years I was a vegan, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, because I was about to ask you, because normally in Europe, in countries like Bulgaria, in our case, or France and Italy, wine normally goes together with good food. So,
yes.
What is the best food for your types of wine?
Well, I make my wine specifically for food. There's a difference, you know, that some wine producers just make wine to drink, you know, and others concentrate more on matching the wine with the food, and that's my thinking. I think that good food and good wine go together really well. And so I've designed my wines to go with food. The red wine, of course, goes incredibly well with game, wild game and, you know, red meats. It also goes very well with salmon. For some reason, and I don't exactly know why, but it's incredible with salmon. And the white wine, of course, is for breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
and shellfish.
All right, so the tour that you mentioned earlier today, that starts in April, any chance to see you live in Europe?
Yes, I hope so. We're booking our tour for everywhere. And so I'm hoping to be with the new Queensryche in Europe by summer. That's my my goal.
Do you still keep the same management, booking agents as before?
Hello?
Do you still keep the same booking agent as before?
Yes, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. All right. So thank you very much for being with us. Good luck with the record and the tour, and of course with the fantastic achievements that I'm sure that you do in the fields of wine producing. Thank you very much once again, and have a very good evening. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me on your show. I appreciate it.
Bye bye. Нещата, които говорихме за виното основно, бяха свързани с това всъщност, че нали, да си спомняте, и ние много често в нашия уебсайт пускаме информации за това как различни групи по света дават името си на различни видове вино. Много се говори за виното. Motorhead, има вино ACDC, струва ми се и Amon Amarth имаше. Дали това всъщност за него е нещо като профанация на идеята на честния производител на вино. Той каза, това са две съвсем различни неща, естествено, и намирам, че е точно така, но широката публика не разбира това. Едно е да произвеждаш собствено вино, друго е да просто да дадеш името си на някаква марка вино, която се прави от съответния производител. Естествено, много хора свързват виното и с добрата храна. Доколкото си спомням, преди известно време бях чел, че той, Джеф Тейт, е веган. Той каза, да, бях веган много дълго време, в период от 15-16 години, но всъщност моето вино наистина е направено за това да върви с определен тип храна. За мен това е моят подход. Има хора, които правят вино само за къркане, но моето не е такова. Намирам, че червеното ми вино върви много добре с дивеч, месо от дивеч, също така и невероятно много добре върви с сьомга. Бялото, разбира се, каза той с смях, е вино за закуска. И накрая го попитах, добре, де това турне, което стартирате с Queensryche през април, за което ти спомена, има ли шанс да видим в Европа? Той каза, о да, с сигурност. планираме през лятото да бъдем в Европа. Това беше Джеф Тейт и говорихме и за новите Queensryche, както той ги нарече. А пък ето сега ще чуем отначало тази песен, която той ни посъветва да изкараме на преден план от неговия солов албум, който излиза сега. Песента се казва Take a Bullet.